It's time for the Giz Whiz with man's maddest rider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2102, recorded Thursday, July 23rd, 2026. Way to go. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has three what the heck is it gadgets for us. He comes back from the Summer Media Showcase, and I have another keychain gadget. Plus, Uncle Lala has a video for us all next on the Giz Whiz.
It's the Sand on the Show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blue and LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now, and here he is. Is the gadget archaeologist, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Doing great. Yeah, can't complain. Can't complain.
Excellent.
I didn't really get up to much this week, though. But you went to a show, which is fun.
Two shows, actually.
Two?
The Summer Media Showcase, which have gadgets on tonight. And then also today was the 20th annual Gift Guide Media event.
Ooh.
Which is always a fun show. They had more than 70 companies there. And a new exhibit space. There was a huge theater here called the Ziegfeld Theater, which closed. And then someone bought the Ziegfeld Theater and took out all the seats and made it into a huge exhibit space.
Wow.
And did a great job.
Wow.
So we rolled around, got a lot of videos for the next few weeks. And I sent you one still photo because we went by one booth. I won't even mention the name of the booth. You can just see the photo and judge for yourself. So we went by this booth. And the guy said, would you like a demo? And the table had a bunch of these gadgets and a bunch of bananas. And I said,
okay. I don't know if that's for, yeah, what our audience is looking for.
He said, you can do a video if you want. I said, no, that's all right.
Yeah, that'd be a strange review. And from personal experience, this is a, yeah.
It's a very, yeah. And they have a
so there were some gadgets so you can, that you didn't cover.
Yeah, some gadgets we did not cover. Exactly.
I wanted to ask, you've been going to so many events for so long. Do you remember how you first got connected to like all these media preview days? Like, you know,
it was interesting when I first started. I was doing rip-off things, you know. Back then, it was mail order rip-off. And I went to a lot of Sally Jesse and all people who are now dead. And then I started doing Regis, and then he asked me to start doing it monthly. And then I did this show, Saturday Morning Live, and I did that weekly. And I used to just buy the stuff. And then someone said to me, are you going to CES? He said, what is CES?
Yeah, what is that?
I did not know. And they said, hey, just write these people and tell them what you do. And I did, and I got an invite to CES. And then, of course, once you start, go to CES, you get on a billion mailing lists, and then you just start getting invited to more and more events.
Yeah.
But now fun. I'm back to just buying. I'm back to where I started, just buying stuff.
So this looks crazy. To, yeah, exactly.
You don't have to deal with PR people.
Yeah. With that, let's jump into it, shall we?
Okay.
A whole bunch of what the heck is it? So I'm excited.
Yeah,
there's
three, four of them.
Hey, chat room.
This one.
Here we go.
It's a what the heck is it? All right. A button. What would this button do?
This almost looks like a medical device.
Quite surprised. We're at Taylor, if that helps.
I would say like a EpiPen or
Carol is going to tell us
Hi.
What this gadget does.
So this is our new kinetic luggage scale. Comes in a lovely gift box. It's peggable as well.
Wait, motion energy powered?
So traditionally, a luggage scale, you would need to have a battery.
Yeah.
But there's no need for a battery. With the kinetic luggage scale, you just press the button, and as you can see, it's powering up. And this can measure in pounds, which is what I have it set to, or you can press the button and it'll measure in kilograms. So you just put the strap through your carry-on, or if you're like me, you try to put as many things in your suitcase as you possibly can. And it's measuring. There's only about 10 pounds in here, but yes, this goes up to 110 pounds. So we all know that there's that 50-pound mark.
Yes,
and sometimes
yes,
if you have the right credit card, you might get to 70 pounds.
Yes.
But there's a difference there, and it could be a huge baggage fee. So that's why this is a great piece. And What's the main thing that's important? There's no battery.
Yeah.
So there's no problem with TSA.
So no matter when you take it out of the closet, there's no batteries can be dead.
That's right. Or corroded.
Or corroded.
Exactly. So with just pumping that with kinetic energy, you can use this for many, many years. And I think it's a really great gift
as well. Very clever. And it retails for?
$24.99.
Very good. Is it out now?
It's out now.
Okay.
Yep.
Amazon?
It's on Amazon. You can also find it at some Ace Hardware stores. And we're getting a new shipment in pretty soon. And I think it's going to be a lot more places.
I think this is really neat. Suitcase sold optionally.
Separately, yeah. I love this gadget. I have had many luggage scales through the travels I've had to do. They've almost always been the button battery style, and they die, and you get to your location, and they're not working, and you're like, oh my gosh, how am I going to find this? Rechargeable batteries, yeah, that makes sense, but rechargeable batteries have the biggest red flag when they go into checked luggage, right? You can bring them into the pressurized area, but put them in to your non-checked stuff, big red flag. I think this is amazing. It solves the problem of dead batteries.
She did it like three plunges, and the thing comes on and stayed on while she did the weighing.
A very reasonable price. It's not $65 for, I think that's incredibly reasonable. I'm really impressed. And also, I've used a lot of these where the material and the build felt like the absolute cheapest plastic they could buy. You know, it's like you pick it up and I'm like, this thing feels like it's going to chip off in my hands. This looks like a real nice product. I'm impressed top to bottom.
Only 20 people bought it so far, but it got 4.8 stars, so it's doing well.
Yeah, I am really impressed by this gadget. That's a really, really cool, really cool. And I've never seen anything else like it.
Neither have I. You know what? I'm hoping that we see more and more things powered by your thumb. That would be great.
Yeah. Things that are so low power that have, that just need those little button batteries. Whatever technology this is, that's just generating the small current for a short amount of time. That's amazing. This is great. I'm wondering if you could charge like a little LED light that way. You know, LEDs don't pull that much power.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. So from Taylor, only $24.09 on Amazon.
On Amazon.
Wow. That's really cool. That's really cool. I like that. That's that one I got to remember, that one, because that is a good gift. That's like the perfect Christmas gift type thing. That's great.
Now, the next one, the shape will give it away, but what does it do is the question.
Okay.
All right, it's easy at first. Now, what the heck is that?
A banana.
A banana. All right, so obviously it isn't. Well, I mean, it's...
Well, yes, you have a banana
phone.
Yes, I have no banana. But what is it for?
To peel a banana?
You put a banana in it to preserve it.
Yeah, store.
Oh, I thought you at the show. I thought you put a banana in it. This in your lunchbox. So yeah, the banana. Chefin,
it's Bananarama.
Bananarama.
The Bananarama banana stand.
Oh my gosh!
Keeps bananas fresh longer. And oh my gosh, I said, Dennis, on your way home.
Those are the longest bananas I have ever seen.
Look at these. These are humongous. These are King Kong bananas. So, let's see. Hold the Bananarama by the stem. Use the notch in the back.
Kind of looks like you're peeling it.
That's what it says, to peel the banana.
Oh, here we go.
Oh,
peel
wow.
The banana.
What on earth?
Peel.
That is way more satisfying than I expected.
And then, is that it? Does it lock open? Oh. And then, I guess you, oh, here we go. Oh, so I guess the size of this bananas don't matter. Although it says limit 5 pounds. Oh. And these look.
Those are some massive bananas.
Stand is not going to be able to take this. Oh,
it works.
All right.
Even the most ginormous banana.
Even the most. So don't touch the table.
Banana is a little. So they look a little more uniform, and we're going to find out how much they are. Okay. It's from Chefin, Bananarama Foldable Banana Stand, 1879, holds up to 5 pounds. Only 29 people rated it, 4.4 stars. Finish type, unfinished, okay? Peel inspired.
Okay.
Airflow.
That funny, unfinished.
Slows down browning. And your bananas will stay happily fresh and ready to snack. Holds a whole bunch of bananas, up to 5 pounds. Anyway, Chefin, I think it's a clever idea. And now if I had ice cream, whipped cream, cherries, nuts, syrup, I could have a banana split.
It's just a few more ingredients, just a tad more.
But I know when you laid it, bananas down on the counter, the one laying on the counter turns brown like overnight.
Yeah. It'll bruise real. They'll bruise super fast.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's great. Oh,
it went up a buck since Tuesday.
That's. I like that it can fold down because I'm someone who doesn't have bananas all the time.
You don't want that big thing, yes.
Right, and if I get a stand like this, it's just, or like this, you know, the kind of classic banana stand
yes.
with fruit basket, yeah, it takes up the counter space the entire time. So being able to form it down into a banana-sized,
yes.
you know, that's kind of cool. I like that. Throw that in a drawer, and then, okay, we got the bananas out, throw it on the banana stand. That's
yeah,
so
interesting. I thought it was very clever, too.
Yeah, yeah. Look at that. Oh my gosh! They need a banana for the banana stand and a monkey for the child. everything is themed in that house. That's really fun. Yeah, you throw it in the fruit bowl and no one will know.
Oh,
it's
that's
not
very
fruit
funny.
That's really
a great,
great
way to store it. Yeah,
yeah. yeah. I wish it was.
What
do
you get the bananas? It's very hard.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man. Yeah, you've got this setting out for a while. It's pretty dry. I wish it was a tad less expensive. But
yes.
Yeah. It does seem like kind of one of a kind from the Chefin store. They make tons of gadgets for the kitchen. So yeah, I like exactly. that. It's fun.
Well, now we have three more gadgets from Chefin.
Okay.
And as I show them, you try to guess what they're for.
Okay.
Another, what the heck is it?
Whoa. That looks...
It's a naughty adult toy.
Naughty adult toy. With a, this...
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. A very naughty adult toy.
Gosh.
All right, let me get the little hang tag from this one.
This is
the Nesting Corn Tool Set. Oh, you know what? Okay, hang on. This is just stored this way. This is not, okay, it looks like you open it up.
I thought it opened.
It's two different tools, okay? It's a corn silkster and peeler. And I have a little video from the company that shows how these two work.
Oh, they, okay.
So that's to get
the hairs off.
Thing. Yeah.
Okay. And that'll peel off all the kernels.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're doing a demo of those two things at the desk. Would have been really messy. Okay, so that's gadget one. Now, gadget two might be easier.
What?
Right.
Huh? It's obviously for
naughty adult toy.
No. Gooping.
Not.
It turns out.
Is that for tea?
Chat room.
Is it? It looks like it's almost like, but it almost looks like one of those tea bag strainers.
Probe or
no.
They're not normally a spoon.
You know,
a strainer.
Why would you?
Yeah, let me, this.
Why would you need to put that on a, is this for like scooping up like powdered sugar and then sifting
or
something?
This might go, this might go around a jar, but it sure is small. Let's find out what that. What that is, all right?
Yeah, does it go around a jar and then you can sprinkle stuff or something?
It's
like
the
cinnamon?
Fridge fork. Condiment strainer spoon.
Oh my gosh, it's a spoon
and
just for olives?
For olives, cherries. Oh, you know what? Capers.
Mm-hmm.
I love capers. This would be great for capers, okay? You put that in the jar of capers. The liquid drains back into the jar, and then you put the capers down, and that might work because jars for capers are usually very small. Maybe that's why. This I'm sort of amazed why they didn't make it more adjustable. Now our final gadget, you are going to think you're seeing the same thing again.
Indeed.
Gadget three. Yeah. Is exactly the same piece.
Wow. So, but it has
what
little.
What is in it is different. So
it must
what
be
for
like,
for?
I'm thinking that's for like gherkins, like for like little pickles.
Oh, I.
Is you can do the same thing, but for tiny little pickles.
Oh, condiment tongs. So, how do these.
That looks like kimchi in that. You squeeze.
Oh, I see.
There you
down
go. Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's going into the jar.
Yeah, Sims says pickles.
Almost the same thing. Getting olives out, getting cherries out of a jar. But it's kind of interesting that they used the exact same piece for both gadgets. Oh, this has a. Actually, they can't use the same thing. Yeah. This is much wider down here than that one.
The same idea. Turns out the bowls are different.
Oh, we'll go look at the prices for these gadgets.
So the olive one, if you're someone who likes to just snack on olives, that's perfect, right? It's like getting olives out of a jar with a fork. Once you get down to the bottom and they're moving all around, you know, you're trying to get all off the olive juice. So you just go get a little olive. If you're just like someone who snacks on olives,
And you know, before you do that, Chad, there's a separate little video.
Right, so I got to use
5 second video.
Yeah, let's check that out.
All right, so I got to use both these devices for a couple of days, and Dennis came up with a clever plan. We got down to the last banana, and so that this can still hold it, you cut off the banana before the last banana, make sure you leave a little stem. So the single remaining banana can still hang on the stand.
Someone in the chat room was saying that exact thing. That's funny.
This, but I'm thinking, if you buy those little jaws of capers, I think this band is going to be too big for that. And this is going to stand very high on it. So it may be cumbersome. But for the big jaws, which is what I always buy, this works great. So both of them I like and will use.
That's great. That is awesome. I'm also learning that no one in the chat room snacks on olives, and I think I might be.
Oh, no, I love it. You love stuffed olives? You know,
I
you
love fish. Olives. Also, olives, like when I was like really dieting and like worried about calories, olives have like no calories. And so if you want to just snack on something and you're just like, I want something, you know, olives are great, pickles are great, carrots are great, you know, all those little things. And then also I'm reading and they're mentioning pickles for the tongs. That for this
that's great. Yes,
would
yes.
be amazing for the sliced pickles. I was mentioning kind of the long pickles like this, but even sliced pickles, if you want to get a few sliced pickles out of a jar, that would
that's a great idea.
Gosh,
now they
the
were at
get.
Yeah, oh, yeah the very like that. One that I showed is on back order, but they make a tongue fork combo, which is probably even better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So these don't have those little paddles like yours have.
Yes.
This has more of a yeah, yeah. I love it. I really really I didn't know.
And
that
the fact
I
that it stays with the jar is
mm-hmm,
good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And here's that little spoon. That's really cool. Oh yeah, a little the onions, teeny tiny onions.
And they're only $10.
Yeah, yeah. I really like this because you could buy all three, you know, and have one for each type of thing. And then the corn on the cob option. So with the, it didn't on their even their video, it didn't look like it was removing the strings off of the corn on a cob very, very well.
No, I think you probably have to do it many times.
Yeah. Now, I did see a really good hack on corn on the cob. If you get it with the ears on the cob, instead
duct tape.
No, but if you cut the back of the stem, that's where all those strings go back and connect, and then, you know, they floof out the top, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you just cut the back and then pull the cob out from the back and hold on to all of the strings, it'll pull away all the strings. Most people go from the top down, and you get all these strings everywhere. But if, and especially if you're, like, steaming it in the ears of the corn, you know, in the leaves of the corn, just cut the back of it and then slide the cob out, and then all the strings will stay.
Oh, so, that's great.
There's a little
that's
tip
great.
For it.
And that's free.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You need no gadget for that. There you go. We got like five gadgets this episode from you, Dickie D. So that's fantastic.
You know, it was great fun. It was great fun. It was very funny because when we left, I said, "Boy, we didn't get much stuff." And then Dennis said, "Well, we didn't look in the goodie bag." And when I got home, I thought, "Oh, what is this for? Oh, what is this for?"
That's
so
great.
So it turned out to be, I'm so glad we went.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. With that, let's get a bit crappy.
No, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it?
I am so excited to be sharing this little gadget with you. I've had them around, and they just look so fun and cool. Here's just a look. I did record a video of these gadgets, so we're going to take a look at them. But here is the keychain we're about ready to take a look at. So,
wow, here. They look like mini cassette recorders.
Exactly. We are back at it with another keychain gadget. And today, we are taking a look at
a teeny tiny mini cassette tape recorder. This is obviously a keychain.
Oh,
and the cassette tape is obviously way too small to actually do anything. But you can eject it from the little case. It's just plastic, so nothing, you know, nothing actually going on with that tape there. But we can put it back in, close back up the tape recorder, and we have three buttons on the top that actually work. So you have the first button, which is a mic button, a play pause button, and then a little musical note button. I'm going to start with the musical note button, because when you hit it, it'll play some music. It has three different tracks. They are different.
And each of them
so
are Chinese.
You can play three different musical tracks. I don't think that that is English, whatever language that they are singing. So have fun with the three tracks that are built in. There's no SD card or any way to like switch those tracks, so you're kind of stuck with them. But you can record your own thing with the microphone button. So you click and hold that, and it'll beep. Welcome to the GizWiz. And now that is recorded so that you can hit the play pause button.
Welcome to the
GizWiz. And play back your message. What's really cool is that this is a two-pack. So you get two different little cassette tape recorders, and they both have that fun little eject button on them. This is made by Agloo, you know, a nice brand name, and they only cost $9 for both of them, $8.90 for the two pack. So these are fun little toys that can be added to your keys and maybe help you not forget something. Pick up the bread from the store. Back to you guys.
So, Chad, how long can you record for?
15 seconds, only 15 seconds. So it's not... And there's no way to like keep multiple files, right? You're only it's
every time you record it erases.
It just erases the last thing. Okay, yeah, exactly. Right, okay. So it is still very much a toy, but yeah, just only $9 for both.
For two. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Not great reviews. They're button battery powered with a little compartment on the back and a screw to open that up. So. If those go bad, you know, you'll have to find a new battery for them. But yeah, 15 seconds. It says you get those three Chinese songs right there in the title. And it's kind of fun. Also, weirdly, it says that the hardware interface is 3.5 millimeter audio, which is absolutely not true. There's no audio jack anywhere on.
I don't think you want to buy earphones to listen to that music.
No, definitely not. But yeah, I'm impressed with the little features they've built into this. Three little tracks, and the ability to. To record stuff.
Pick up the bread from the store.
You know, it's kind of fun.
They're cute. They're very cute.
Yeah. So there you go. Not my last keychain gadget, because we still have another week in the month. So we got one more gadget to cover in the keychain category. So looking forward to that.
Ranger Rick, Chad said the message can be 15 seconds long.
Yes.
Ranger Rick.
Yes, yeah. Only 15, yeah.
So I assume the songs are then 15 seconds, right?
Yes, exactly. They're not. Yeah. We can listen to all of it. It just kind of fades out. I almost wish they had chosen, like, these three songs sound so similar. I wish they would have chosen different genres, basically. Yeah, see, that was the whole song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember the show called Mission Impossible?
Oh yeah.
Dale Paco said it would be great if they self-destructed after 30 seconds.
That'd be great.
That's great.
With that, let's move into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn. And Uncle Lala says, I have made a video, Dick and Chad, of a keychain gadget to Woo-hoo! Coincide with Chad's crappy corner. And it's an amazing keychain gadget. So here is his video.
My video is on a keychain camera
Woo-hoo!
To coincide with Chad's keychain gadgets.
The Kodak!
There are six normal styles and a special clear one.
Whoa!
Seven all total. And they come in a blind box. And so what's a blind box?
You never know what you're going to get.
So that's what comes in the camera, in the box. And let's open mine and see which one I get.
Please get the clear one. Please get the clear one. That's
and
so cool.
And I got the black one.
Ah!
So let's see what
it's
all
so
comes
small. In.
You get the camera, of course. It's got a built-in battery. You get the charging cable and the keychain and a little snack for later. You get a collector card.
I love to eat dust.
And some documentation. And that's our little black Kodak Charmer camera. On the top, there's an on and off and the shutter button. On
Whoa.
The back, there's a little LCD screen
Whoa.
And settings buttons. And on the bottom, the SD card slot and USB-C charger. And that's the size of it compared to my Honeywell Pentax 6x7.
Wow.
The technical specs are 35mm f2.4 lens, 1.6 megapixel sensor, shoots JPEG stills, and 1080p. Video. Let's see how we can measure this with Jolly Ranchers. How big it is in units of Jolly Ranchers.
Two.
And it looks like it's two Jolly Ranchers wide by one Jolly Rancher tall. It has seven filters and frames. Here's the black and white filter. Here's the cool tone filter. Here's the warm tone or sepia filter. And this is normal, and you can't really tell that it's color. And then there are four other filters, blue, red, yellow, and gray. And then here are the four picture frames. My favorite is the one in the lower right that looks like a 35mm negative. This is the video. You can see a little bit of color there. And it is available online and at Amazon now. And that's the Kodak Charmer camera.
I love it. I love it. What a fun little...
What a bizarre thing.
I think that
and
is
that,
so fun.
That it really works. It actually takes... a fairly decent picture.
Yeah.
I wonder how long the video is. I guess the video depends. I wonder how big the SD card can be. Oh, wait, Uncle Lala is in chat. Uncle Lala, do you know how big an SD card you can put in?
That's funny. You can buy a whole set, which includes, you could buy 100.
You can buy them all.
You can buy them all. How many is in a whole? Six. You get six of them in a whole pack. That is so funny.
Oh, Uncle Lala says it records sound.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I love the different designs. That's so funny. And then, yeah, the rare edition that's see-through. I'm not a huge fan of the filters that they gave, like, that it came with, but... I think it's fun to just have a little disposable camera. I don't know why, but I like crappy photos.
Oh, here it is. Supports up to 1 gigabyte.
Yeah. Wow.
What? Holy
two, cow. Two 128 gigabytes. 1 gigabyte, two 128.
Wow. Okay.
So yeah, you could put up to 128 gigabyte SD card in there.
So then you can record a long video, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if the there's some, like, I like cameras that take crummy photos.
Yeah.
It's funny. I really do. Like, I find it fun that an image is, you know, a capture of a moment or a capture of a time. And to me, it doesn't really matter that it's a crummy photo. That's why I like the little, you know, Polaroids and stuff like that, is that I like that it is, you know, it's what you got. It's what captured it.
Yeah. That's why our show is so popular, because people like crummy things.
Exactly. They know it's real and not made by AI.
That's exactly.
AI would make it so much better.
Exactly.
That's really cool. That's really cool, Uncle Lala. And thanks for the great video. I mean, what a nice production you did. I know exactly the size based off of the Jolly Ranchers, because that was the perfect unit of measurement. And now I know exactly how big it is, you know? very cool. Okay, with that, let's jump into the letter.
Okay, so last week we had the video about the Union Pacific big boy locomotive. And then a day later, I got an email from Andy Gizzi. I like it. It's E-G-I-Z-I is his last name. And he said, you may have already heard about this train, but I wanted to share a video. So I said, Andy, you're just a little bit late. I said, but I'm going to show snippets of your video because you did something that we didn't quite get in the other video. Because what he said is, I'm not a train fan, but he said, everybody loves a steam locomotive just to see them run. And he figured Saturday when the train comes, he said, I'll go down to the station and it'll probably be me and a bunch of other old guys to see the train go by. So this is when he went down to the station and he found that there were thousands of people there waiting for the train to go by. And what I thought was astounding is I have no idea where the train tracks are. It's like the train is coming down.
It looks like he's plowing through people, this huge crowd.
Yes, yes.
That is cool. Wow.
That is amazing. And then I think it's at the 3-minute mark, there's a shot of it with people waiting for it to actually go by close up. You can see, this is a great, so you can see actually how big the locomotive is as it goes by.
Wow. And it really does look like multiple boilers just slapped onto each other. And like,
they duct taped two locomotives back to back.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just keeps going.
it's like the shot in Star Wars where it just keeps going.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And Andy ended by saying, you cannot tell from the video what the sound of that whistle is. But he said, if I had kidney stones, I don't anymore, because they would have been pulverized from standing next to that locomotive when it blew its whistle.
Vibrated
out. And
then
a friend of his who lives out of town took another shot of it going by.
Man. I love also just the respect that everyone's given it.
Isn't that astounding?
I love that.
Yeah. I felt the
same. That guy running with an American flag.
And evidently, I guess different clubs can pay to join the train, because when we saw our video last week, there were a lot of private railroad cars hooked up to
it. Oh, yeah.
And now the train doesn't have any.
Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah.
That is.
It was so Rowell's cool video last week where he said, oh, they didn't let us go in any of the private cars, but I guess they shifted
it
around.
It was there. That was insane. Yeah. It's crazy to think that people still own, you know, train cars and still communicate with the railway to get them hooked up to a train and pay the fare. And I guess it's just incredible.
Bill Gaines took 12 of us on a private railroad car. And he said one day, Saturday, he gave the date, plan to meet me and you'll be gone the whole day. Okay. Can I bring Dennis? Bill and I had this fake love-hate relation. He said, can you bring Dennis? Let's put it this way. I'd rather Dennis came than you. But since you love trains, you definitely better come. So he says, go to Grand Central Station, Penn Station, 8 a.m. So we went. They announced that Amtrak, the Acela to Boston, and Billy says, go down to the platform and don't get on the train. So we walked down.
And like, what type of prank is this?
Yes, exactly. And I said, Billy, are they going to say the train's leaving and we're going to jump? He said, will you just wait a minute? And we hear a train whistle and a tiny little switch engine comes out of the tunnel, pushing an 1890s observation car with two chefs all in white with the chef's hat on the back of the observation car. And he said, this is your treat. They're going to hook this up to the Acela and we're going to Boston. And when we get to Boston, they're going to put this car on a siding. And he said, I'm going to stay on the car, but you guys can tour Boston for 4 hours. And then they'll hook this car up to the Acela back. And we had a champagne breakfast.
Wow.
We had a sit-down dinner. There were private compartments if you wanted to take a nap.
Wow.
So on Monday, I said, Billy, that was one of the best days of my life. I have to ask, what does it cost to rent? He said, well, the car is $5,000, but it's stored in Virginia, so you pay for transportation up. He said, then Amtrak charges you, you have to pay for every person on a train a first-class fare and some other small fee. And he said the entire day was 10 grand.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow.
But it's kind of, it was just astounding.
Yeah.
It was just an astounding, your own railroad car for a day.
How special. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, it feels so romantic to have that, that entire, like, structure just moving along, and you just get to hang out in it. It's all yours. Like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And then to have three chefs aboard and, you know, can you make me a quick pizza? Can I have French toast?
Yeah, exactly.
It was a wonderful day,
Wow. Yeah. Before we move on, I forgot to mention how people can send in their videos. So,
okay. Anything to do with a video, you don't have to be a producer and make an epic like Uncle Lala. Any kind of a gadget. We love knowing about it. 1 to 3 minutes, just horizontal format. Make sure we can see and hear the gadget, hear your voice and see the gadget. If you have someone else to shoot it for, you can be in it if you want. Put it up on YouTube. When you upload, there's a menu. You can click unlisted, and that way only people with the URL will be able to see it. Email that to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And as I said, 1 to 3 minutes, we are using 99% of everything we get. And we could use one real soon again. I think we have maybe one video left to go. So make us a video, okay? Anything to do with a gadget.
Do it. Anything to do with an old gadget, new gadget, one you just bought, one you can't throw away. Please, man.
One you hate.
One you hate. Let everybody know. Yes. Yeah. Tell us your review on our show. Big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. You guys support us every single episode. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your support. If you like the Gizwiz, please consider giving back at patreon.com/gizwiz. That's our Patreon page. You can also head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. There's a Patreon tab at the top of the website. That'll take you to a big banner that'll take you to our Patreon page. And also there is a small little link that'll take you to PayPal if you want to donate via PayPal. So however you donate, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your support of the Gizwiz. We really appreciate it. Thank you. We record the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. So if you want to watch the show live, just head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. There, the live stream will just update when we're live, and make sure you join the chat room and chat along with all of the fantastic folks in the community that have been chatting along with the episode the entire time. They are amazing. So I highly encourage you to join the chat room. And then if you ever need an old episode, it'll be there on our website. Or you can head on over to YouTube or Apple Podcasts. We're all over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's Sticky D's website, where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we talk about on the show. So if you ever need a link or a reminder, gizwiz.biz is the place to go. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? It's right there on the sidebar. There, this is the gadget, a whole gadget, not just a piece or a part of a gadget. And you got to guess what it is. We've been doing it all episode long. Shouldn't be hard. And this is obviously a portable toilet. If you think you need to go, there you go. You got a portable toilet. I don't know. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers. 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in over gizwiz.biz. Instructions are right there on the website. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.